Governor Scott Walker recently tamped down the concerns of his transportation secretary, Mark Gottlieb. Gottlieb worried the state might have to slow down some of the rebuilding of the zoo interchange in Milwaukee County due to financial concerns. But just east of the interchange, the DOT says there's another multi-million dollar problem. I-94 between 70th and 25th Streets is outdated, crash-prone, and needs new pavement and bridges. A DOT study team is looking at options, including double-decking a portion of the road, just as I-35 is in downtown Austin, Texas. Milwaukee Alderman Michael Murphy represents thousands of homeowners within a few blocks of I-94. He says double-decking would be a bad idea.
The noise impact, let alone the air pollution and the devaluation that would detrimentally hurt property values and people in my district.
The DOT says double-decking isn't the only option. The department also lists adding more frontage roads, adding elevated ramps, and making limited safety improvements. Murphy is disappointed the DOT seems to downplay the idea of improving mass transit in the area.
You know, Governor Walker and the Republican legislature sent a pretty clear message. Cars are the only issue.
Governor Walker lives about six blocks from the I-94 project, but Alderman Murphy says Walker's home would probably be too far away to hear the additional roar of a double-decked freeway. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.